varying cultural leaders and elderly persons in the area are worried of the eroding knowledge of Aringa customs, language and moral teachings among the Aringa youth, yet these once guided the society. They raised the issues during the 2 days Aringa Cultural Festival in Yumbe District. Hampton Brania Lokore, the Minister of Education under Aringa Kingdom, says Aringa cultural norms and values were respected to guide the society.
Children were not, girls were not allowed to marry early. What happened in the system was that young girls were booked. They were given bangles to wear. This means they were booked. When they come to age, they will be brought to the home and mentored by the mother-in-law. It was until that these girls are seen mature that they will be married. In Aringa, we say the teeth of the breast should lower down. They should be pointing down, not pointing vertically or horizontally, pointing down. In this case, an Aringa girl would not produce more than 6 children. That was also a way of family planning. So the women, the girls got matured, the young boys got matured. There was no defilement.
Farida Charity, the Minister of Gender, Labour and Children Affairs in Aringa Kingdom, said traditionally children were told the repercussions of some behaviours to stop them from misconduct.
We are asking parents to play their role to nurture their children. In the cultural manner, discipline has been instilled in them. Like in those days, they would tell children, don't sit in the middle of the road. If you sit in the middle of the road, your parents will die. That makes them fear sitting on the road. In the culture, in the first days, they tell the girls, before you get married or pregnant, make sure there's this round thing made for carrying water. We call it ititi. But make sure your ititi is a very big one to carry the burden of marriage. You know, those things used to create fear. And in those days, there used not to be teenage pregnancy, simply because in culture those days, if you went for sex outside marriage, if you got pregnant outside marriage, then there's some funny thing that happens to your parents, funny thing that happens to your brother. We call it in Aringa kimono.
Jacqueline Neudo Pia, the program's coordinator, UGNET, a civil society organization in Yumbe District, warns that the cultural disconnection will have heavily negative impact on the population if not revived.
Yumbe is attached to the culture that has not involved the young people. And how does that happen? Because the parents also do not know into details how the culture of Yumbe is. You will look at everything that is done in Aringa, and it's a culture that is a borrowed one. So the people of Aringa should